As I say, I'm Bill Bailey, and I occasionally do get a bit of a problem with the beard and the hair. Do you know what I mean? Is there any bearded long hairs in? Any beardy long hairs? Hello? None at all. Any beardies in? Yes. Ah. What do you mean, yes, of course? Well, it's just compulsory beard night, is it? Wednesday night is beard night! Why do you say yes, of course? Ah, yes, I see. Very excellent semantic work there. You see, you're very smart hecklers, you know what I mean? I love the New York hecklers. They pick your semantics apart like that. London hecklers, fuck off, get your hair cut. But here... I believe you're a beardie, so therefore there is a beardie in the room. Yes, but I would take issue with you there, sir, because you said beardies, plural. Wherefore, if I'm just the one with a beard, then there, of course, there's only one beardie. So is there any beardies in? No. If there's more than one, yes, then you're right. Did I say there's any beardies in? Did I say that? Don't back him up! All right, then. There better be some people with beards in the room now. Are there?
Yeah.
Well, there's some woman shouted out then. What? It's circus night tonight, Dad! There's a strong man, a clown. Right, so, okay then. Now, this is the next thing. Do you ever get any sort of, like, derogatory comments made because of having the beard? Be honest now. Do you?
Never.
You've never had anyone made any comment about you? You haven't actually got a beard. Oh, yes, you have, yeah. You've had it a long time. Do you use beard products?
No.
Well, you're very, very quick on that, the traps on that one. No? Who told you I use beard products? They're lying! Other beardies, jealous, chinnies, as we call them. Yes, Arafat, that's not really a very good beard, is it? Do you know what I mean? God bless him, but, you know, it's a little bit all over the place, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? He could do with a little bit of, you know, a little bit of grease in there, maybe try and, you know... Anyway, so, none at all. You've had no derogatory, harmful comments. Have you ever had a job opportunity passed up because you have a beard? Ah, exactly. You see, that just might be the thing that tipped it over the edge. They might say, well, sorry, the position's not available. He's got a beard! We can't give it to him! And you know why? Because some people actually have a condition called pogonophobia, which is the irrational fear of beards. Now, yeah, I don't know whether this is the fear of people with beards or that some giant beard is just going to come and get you. Margaret Thatcher, famously, was a pogonophobe. She wouldn't allow any bearded men in her cabinet because she believed that having a beard makes you look untrustworthy. Yeah. Like somehow the chin is the window on the soul. But anyway, I can only assume it's the beard because I've got a lot of hassle going into New Zealand. I was fumigated going into New Zealand, which I thought was a little bit, you know, over the top, very humiliating, but... He rummaged through my bags. He came across this, which, as you well know, of course, is a kazoo. He'd never actually seen one before. Looked at me, the beard, the hair, assumed it was some kind of drug-taking paraphernalia. He probably thought you could put the dope in there, put your finger over the end, light it, and use it as a rudimentary pipe or bong. Which, of course, you can. he didn't know that. He'd never seen one before. So I said, look, it's a kazoo. Like that, which is probably what I should have done. But I was feeling a little bit devil may care, and I played a selection of 80s hits. Yeah. For about an hour. And eventually he confiscated it. But, see, this leads me to my next question of you, my lovely audience. Drugs. Now, What is the current state of marijuana possession legality in America? Beardy, you must know something about this. You see, I'm making an assumption. Beg pardon?
Legally, it's not good.
Legally, it's not good. It's the chairman of the Pedantic Society in tonight, yeah. Actually, it's the Pedantic Organization, but we'll let that go. It's not good. No, I know this. No, it seems to be very strict. Isn't it very strict? You know, marijuana, very just harmless, really, unless, you know, you fashion it into a club and beat somebody over the head with it. There's a very, very over-the-top legislation about it, you know. You can be banged out of jail. Not even, you can't even possession in New York. There's some states you can have a bit of possession. Is that right?
Yes.
Which states are those? Do you know? And how long does it take to get there after the show? Do you know? Or you just casually lob that in? Yes. Reunion of the Narcoleptic Hecklers Association. Yes. Where am I? Sorry, I'm talking over your speech. What did you say, mate?
Vermont, but I've only heard it rumored. I'm not sure.
There's a rumor of drugs being taken in Vermont. Okay, don't worry. Don't panic, anyone. What was that? One of the narcoleptics just woke up there. Have you been hypnotized in another show there? Somebody says Vermont. You're one of the weirdest crowds I've ever had, I have to tell you. Is it full moon or something? Vermont. Vermont! So, nobody here has had a very bad drug experience, have they? Marijuana experience? No one, have they? Apart from getting ripped off. Do you know what I mean? That's the only thing. So, all right, we'll move on then. Now, beards and drugs. That's where we're at now, isn't it?